Welcome back to Recovering From Everything, a podcast for everyone who has ever had anything happen to them ever. I turned 40 last week. I know, I look amazing. But I thought that for this week, I would do a sort of reflection on all the little gems that I have acquired in the last 40 years of my roller coaster of an existence. So that's what this episode is. Also, I remembered, because I was like, wow, 40 things that I know for sure. That's like so catchy. It's because Oprah wrote a book called Things I Know For Sure or something like that. So that makes sense. Very on brand for me. But I'm going to move forward. And I'm pretty sure a couple of these things might have fallen on Oprah's list. And I don't want to be like, hey guys, I'm just like Oprah. But she did sort of shape me as a human when I was little. So maybe one day. I mean, that is my like life aspiration. So we'll see. I digress. Let's go. Happy 40th birthday to me. Here's 40 things I know for sure. I was actually toying with just reading these statements with like little to no explanation, which I think would be so funny, so that you can interpret it the way that you want to interpret it. And I think I'm going to move forward with that and only explain if something needs an explanation. So this could be a very short episode, you guys. Let's go. Number one, this is also in no particular order. Number one, karma's only a bitch if you are also a bitch. Number two, money is energy. It ebbs and flows always. Also, I need to create a relationship with money where it wants to come back to me. I have to constantly ask myself, how do I treat money? Why would it want to hang out with me? Number three, the only antidote to shame is radical self-acceptance. Number four, the fourth thing I know to be true. Radical self-acceptance is much easier when you're not such an asshole all the time. Number five, we are not meant to shrink or play small. Number six, you have to give yourself everything. That way, if someone else gives you something, it's just a nice bonus. Number seven, you can combat low self-esteem with delusional self-confidence. You don't have to believe any of it, but keep saying it until you do. Number eight, kind of relates to number seven. Ask yourself frequently, who the fuck do I think I am? It removes arrogance and helps you connect better with everything around you. This is great when you have really specific expectations of people and you're really, really frustrated because they're not behaving in the way that you think they need to be behaving. Ask yourself, who the fuck do I think I am? Number nine, when something is difficult, ask yourself, what is this trying to teach me? That's straight up Oprah right there. Hurdles are a way for you to figure out how to get across it, not to get stuck on it, not to just like sit on the hurdle and like have a hangout there. No, there's a hurdle, look at it and figure out how to get across. Number 10. Zero people want your advice. Zero. But when they do, they will find a way to ask you. They will find a way to get answers from you. Until then, assume that nobody wants advice. Ask questions instead. Number 11. Disregarding yourself is a knee-jerk reaction for a lot of people, and they have absolutely no idea. Number 12, people show love in very different ways than what you think you require. Open your mind and your heart to see the ways people are showing you love. Number 13, the first half of your life is just practice to master the second half. I am convinced of this. Number 14, knowing that you are not under the influence of substances is the most relieving and powerful feeling. You ever driven through a ride program? You're just confident as fuck, roll down the window, you're all give the officer a breathy hello. Like it just the bee's knees. And going home after a night out, knowing you're not under the influence of anything, holy shit. Waking up the next morning, oh my God, so good. Okay. Number 15, and I learned this very recently, and this is something I wish I had known when I was a teenager. Would have made things a hell of a lot easier. Number 15, you can regulate your nervous system in under 2 minutes by breathing. I'm sure there's a bunch of people right now yelling at their phones being like, yeah, duh. I did not know this. I thought breathing was for hippies. But now that I've discovered breath work, which is intentional breathing with counting, and how to down-regulate my nervous system, game changer, game changer. I apologize if you already knew that. Okay, 16. You can't get through it unless you go through it. You can't stop in the middle of a highway and cry that you're not on the exit ramp. You like literally have to keep going. This might be news to some people. Keep going. Number 17, highly controversial. A lot of people might not agree, but I don't give a shit because it's not your list. Number 17, everything has meaning and everything has a message. Agree? Disagree? Doesn't actually matter. 18. This is a little bit random, but not for those who get it. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill is one of the best albums ever. Okay. It has been like 25 years since that album came out. It is still phenomenal. Lauryn Hill is literally touring that album still. 25 years, you guys. If you haven't listened to it, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, something for everybody. It is a journey through love and self-perception and awareness and connection and relationships and your place in the world. Listen to it, start to finish, change your life. Change your life. Okay, number 19. Dancing in your underwear to reggae music will stop your body shaming. Don't believe me? Try it for 2 weeks. Number 20. You get more of what you focus on. I really, really did not want to use the word manifestation ever in my podcasts. I don't know why, because it is truly something that I practice in my regular life. But that's basically the gist of it. You get more of what you focus on. If you are thinking a lot about what you're lacking, thinking a lot about the negative parts of people, of conversations, of your life, of your day. It's like, what is that? Confirmation bias? Is that what that is? Where you like buy a yellow car and suddenly you see yellow cars everywhere? Is that what that is? I'm not Googling anything in the middle of the podcast, but that's pretty much what I know to be true. You get more of whatever you focus on. So really be selective with that, you guys. 21, 21st thing I know to be true. Courage is feeling fear and doing it anyway. And if you don't care about having courage, that's also fine. Then maybe I would amend the sentence to feel fear, but do it anyway. Speaking of fear, number 22, fear is designed to keep you alive. If it's doing anything else besides keeping you literally alive, just ignore it. It's probably fine. Do the thing. Number 23, a toughie. Children will be mirrors for any leftover issues you should probably deal with. Adorable little mirrors to show you any repressed parenting issues, any repressed rage, any sort of like low self-esteem. Hey, if you've got body image stuff, you should probably look at it before your daughter tells you that your boobs are really long. Hypothetically. 24. The more stressful and chaotic things are on the outside, the calmer you need to be on the inside. And this is backwards to what we normally do, right? Things are chaotic and stressful and busy and rushed and, you know, you're juggling a billion things and oh my God, and this other thing is happening now and like I need to react, I need to respond, I need to tackle all the issues. No, what you need to do is sit the fuck down and take a few deep breaths, in for four, out for eight, I would recommend. Okay? More chaotic on the outside, the calmer you need to be on the inside. Very counterintuitive for me anyway, until I learned that to be absolutely true. Same with if you've had like a series of really long, busy days, or even just, you know, one long busy day and you've got a few hours left over at the end of the night, like it is your responsibility to check the fuck out of life and just like chill out, do something just for you. That's very, very like quiet and slow, and that's your responsibility. Otherwise, you burn the hell out and you're like stress crying in the middle of a panic attack, and like who, you know, That's not fine. That's not comfortable. Number 25, you must accept the dualities of people and of situations. Every person has dualities, has things about them. It's almost like a paradox. They have things about them that don't make sense, but they do because they exist. They shouldn't make sense, but they do. Okay? And every situation also has a lot of dualities, things that should not go together, but they do. You have them, he has them, she has them, it has them. It just is. Just accept that something could be uncomfortable and also fun. And something can be super fun, but also there was that one moment of terror. Oh, like a roller coaster. Okay? Everything, yourself included. I find this to help me be a hell of a lot less judgmental of people, but most importantly, of myself. 26, you will outgrow yourself and grow into another version multiple times. Your duty is to get curious about who you are becoming this time. 27, I firmly believe this, and I don't care who knows it, and I don't care if you don't agree. Seeing repeating numbers is not a coincidence, okay? If you refer back to one of my previous things I know for sure, everything has a meaning and a message. 27, seeing repeating numbers is not a coincidence, and I will die on that hill. 28, tattoos are like a little picture book of all the versions of yourself you have been so far. And that's really cute. 29, learn as much as you can about your own genetic history so you know what cycles you need to break and what you need to work on. Both for mental health, physical health, but if you've ever heard of generational trauma, you might need to be a pioneer here and start some cycle breaking in your family. Number 30, whatever your parents put you through, their parents put them through 10 times worse. 31, arguing happens. You have to get better at it. this is something I've been working on a little bit recently. It's come up a little bit for me where I am sort of willingly looking at what happens to my body and brain when I am arguing with a loved one. It ain't pretty. It's very much like my body thinks that like our life is about to end. Arguing, I know. It, for me too, right? I'm like super argumentative. You would think I would be like great at it, but I really panic and completely freak out, and it's not great. So, which brings me to 32. Learn how to apologize humbly. This is a big one. Other people's experience with you is important for you to know. A humble apology is a critical part of any relationship. I'm so sorry I made you feel that way. If you want to hold on to some relationships, you're going to have to learn how to apologize. Number 33, you're great. But the greatest version of you is yet to come. That's a nice one, isn't it? 34. No one is required to meet your expectations but you. 35. If you are a woman, ensure that your best friendships are with women. Don't waste time nurturing relationships with men unless you really need a space where you can disconnect from your femininity. And I don't know why you would want to do that. I'm telling you, if it were 10 years ago, this would not have been on the list. I, for many, many, many years, had many male friends. And it's only in the last, 5, 8 years, something like that, that I have stopped giving a shit about nurturing any new male friendships. Like, I do not care. There's a very small handful of men in my life that have been there forever. I care about them. And I'm just assuming that you are a woman listening to this because, like, I don't know, something like 80% of my listeners are women. But those are the friendships that matter. Those are the friendships that are going to meet your emotional needs. Friendships with men will never do that. And if it does do that, you guys are probably secretly in love with each other or trying to bang. Let's get real. I think what I'm trying to say is, like, no more new male friends. It doesn't matter. Huge waste of time. Huge. By the time you guys can actually form any sort of like meaningful friendship, 20 years needs to pass. You know what I mean? Just like look at the girlfriends that you have today and nurture the best friendships. You don't need any more dudes in your life. 36. If you stop fighting against reality, it's actually not so bad. Here's my example for that. This is why I added this to the list. When I was 4 or 5 months sober, I was in Cancun and I went snorkeling. And I don't know if you've ever snorkeled before, but you're basically fucking drowning. So I'm in the ocean. There's waves everywhere. I'm like trying to swim with this snorkel thing sticking out of my mouth and like the goggles. And I'm like fighting these freaking waves, just like trying to get to where I like think I want to be or whatever. I don't know. I was swimming, trying to swim a lot. And there's like waves crashing into the thing, right? Because I'm like going against the waves and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like just sputtering. And there's like all this seawater going into my mouth. And it was just like horrible. At one point, it occurred to me, thank goodness. Thank you to the divine angels that planted this like little sage advice in my brain. To stop fighting the fucking waves. I'm fighting the ocean? Like what? So I just sort of like went limp and did like a starfish. I was still floating and I'm like looking down and I'm no longer drowning, but I'm still like exhausted because I was just basically drowning for like 5 minutes. And I'm looking at the bottom of the ocean and this gorgeous little stingray just like swims right underneath me, far enough away that I wasn't afraid. But close enough that I could see every movement in its, you know, in its like squiggly little body. it was so freaking cool. And that was a gift. And there was two gifts, me getting to see the stingray, but two, also the lesson that, like, if I stop fighting, if I just relax and go with the flow, I will receive signs that I'm doing the right thing. I will get little gifts like that. Everything will be okay. Make sense? 36. If you stop fighting reality, it's actually not that bad. 37. This one is straight up Oprah. I remember being a teenager when I heard this and I will never forget it. Ooh, and no, it's not the advice of never let them take you to a second location. Hardcore Oprah fans will know that reference. No, 37 is this. Forgiveness isn't letting someone off the hook. It's giving yourself permission to let go and move on. Let me repeat that in true Oprah fashion, because Oprah loves a repeat. Oprah loves a hard-hitting sentence. Loves that. Forgiveness isn't letting someone off the hook. It's giving yourself permission to let go and move on. Love that. 38. Everything works out the way it's supposed to, even if that's super annoying sometimes. Again, I'm deeply spiritual. I have to believe this in order to hold on to my sanity. And this statement also gives me like a huge sense of relief. Everything works out the way it's supposed to. Yes, sometimes it's annoying. And the reasoning behind it is none of my fucking business. But I have to trust that it is because I am being pushed in the direction that I need to be going. Everything works out the way it's supposed to. 39. Sometimes you are the toxic one. Sometimes you're the one that sucks. And people love you anyway. So you should return that kind of grace to others. You're being annoying. And I still love you today, and I will probably love you tomorrow. Or, I know I'm being really annoying today. I appreciate you even sticking around right now. Okay? Sometimes it's you, right? Again, the dualities. Sometimes you're great. Sometimes you suck. It just is. Number 40. This one I realized after I moved out on my own. But number 40. Don't underestimate the healing power of dim lighting. Dim lighting. If you're forced to do an overhead light situation, get everything on a dimmer switch. Everything, all of it. Sometimes even like a dimmer situation is too much for me because the lights are like literally right above my head. It's like, ah, you're screaming into my eyeballs. And so I have like white lights, like Christmas lights kind of inside, and I plug those in the evenings. Dim lighting. Less stimulation, more calm. Don't underestimate it. Try it. Let me know. And I'm sure we can all agree, I am definitely getting better with age. There was no sort of like panic about turning 40. You know, my boyfriend is a couple years younger than me, which I think now makes me like a cougar. So I went out and bought like some leopard pants, like leopard leggings, just to like lean into that role a little bit. But no, there, I don't have any sort of like fear or qualms about being in this decade. I like know that it's going to be the best decade because I've like prepped so much for it. So I feel super good, and I hope that, you know, one or more of these resonate with you or you take away a little kernel after this. Thank you guys for all the birthday messages. They were so friggin' nice. It was really nice for me to just like receive all the love. And I tried to, the last couple of weeks, I've been learning about or sort of observing myself in the ways that I like receive love. And so I was like, you know, the couple days leading up to my birthday, like I was like, I kind of went into like full receiving mode in anything with my birthday, but also with my business and whatever. I was just like, I'm ready to receive. And it was lovely. It was super, super lovely. So thank you guys so much. And I'll do another one of these when I'm 50, because I'm sure that list is going to be fucking hilarious. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Recovering from Everything, a podcast for everyone who has ever had anything happen to them ever, including learning possibly only 40 things in the last 40 years. Have a great week. Love you.